The Saturday night only portion of Dirty Rice. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all all for staying tuned in, tuning in. Rondo Hatton, Chequack Point. That's where we went this afternoon, Reese, to Chequack Point. Yeah, I took him on a little expedition out there. Let's see, coming up next, we're going to have Bobby Charles, another great American songwriter. And this is, consider this your 4th of July, a little bit late edition of Dirty Rice, I guess. That's why we played This Land Is Your Land in the Midnight Special and Rock Island Line and all the other great hits, including, you know, even things from the Conjunto realm and Swamp Pop, things like that. Last Train to Memphis from Bobby Charles.
All aboard, last train to Memphis. Last train to Memphis. You better get on board if you want to see where the king rests in peace. But he lives in the house of the Lord. Him and his songs will always belong. Like the church needs a steeple, the king is gone, but he still lives on in the heart of the people. Take that ride. Feel something new that you never knew existed in you deep inside. Believe me when I say, when you walk away, tears will fill your eyes. And you can bet that you never forget. It'll stay with you the rest of your life. Last train to Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee Eagle. King is gone, but he still lives on deep in the heart of the people. Last train to Memphis, the Memphis, Tennessee Eagle. The king is gone, but lives on deep in the heart of the people. Last train to Memphis. 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 Last train to Memphis.
Cadillac. She got a scratch or two, but she still look new, and her motor purrs just like a cat. She drive me all around the town, drive me to the countryside, and even when she drive me crazy, boys, y'all know that I enjoy the ride. 'Cause my Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, man, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast, burns up too much gas, but take me where I need to go with class. Some people like them sports cars, but I don't care for them at all. they require too much maintenance, and their trunks is too damn small. Some people like them SUVs, but they're too big for me. Some people, on the other hand, like station wagons and minivans, but my Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast and burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go with class. Them pickup trucks for hauling all their wear, but I ain't got so many things that I need to haul from here to there. Some people like them foreign models, now I admit they do look cool, but I ain't got no metric tool, and it's hard to read the manual. My Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, man, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast, it burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go with class. My Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, my Cadillac don't move. It burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go with class. My Cadillac, man, she sure is pretty.
can share it. The women, we can share the wine. We can share what we got of use, cause we done shared all of mine. Keep on rolling, just a mile to go. Keep on rolling, my old buddy, you're moving much too slow. To listen, Shannon, burns my eyes to see. Cut down on any gold, but Shannon might as well be me.
Asked me why did I write that book or any book. All the stories I wrote were true because I believed in what I saw. I was traveling west one time at the junction of the state line of Colorado, its arid western one, and the state line of poor Utah. I saw in the clouds, huge and massed above the fiery golden desert of Evenfall, the great image of God with forefinger pointed straight at me, through halos and rolls and gold folds that were like the existence of a gleaming spear in his right hand, which saith, come on, boy, go thou across the ground. Go moan for man. Go moan. Go groan. Go groan alone. Go roll your bones alone. Go thou and be little beneath my sight. Go thou and be minute as seed in a pod. Go thou, die hence. And of this world report you well and truly. Anyway, I wrote the book because we're all gonna die. In the loneliness of my life, my father dead, my brother dead, my mother far away, my sister and my wife far away. Nothing here but my own tragic hands that once were guarded by a world, a sweet attention, that now are left to guide and disappear their own way into the common dark of all our death. Sleeping in me raw bed alone and stupid, with just this one pride and consolation, my heart broke in a general despair and opened up inwards to the Lord. I made a supplication in this dream. So in the last page of On the Road, I describe how the hero, Dean Moriarty, has come to see me all the way from the West Coast just for a day or two. We've just been back and forth across the country several times in cars, and now our adventures are over. We're still great friends, but we have to go into later phases of our lives. So there he goes, Dean Moriarty, ragged in the moth-eaten overcoat he brought specially for the freezing temperatures of the East. Walking off alone, and last I saw him, he rounded the corner of 7th Avenue, eyes on the street ahead, and bent to it again. Gone. So, in America, when the sun goes down, and I sit on the old broken down river pier watching the long, long skies over New Jersey and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the West Coast, and all that road going, and all the people dreaming in the immensity of it. In an hour, I know by now that children must be crying in the land where they let the children cry. And tonight the stars will be out, and don't you know that God is Pooh Bear? The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all the rivers, cups the peaks, and folds the final shore in. Nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. Think of Dean Moriarty, or even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. Think of Dean Moriarty, I think of Dean Moriarty.
Jack Kerouac here on Dirty Rice. Jack Kerouac from the Beat Generation box set, Volume 3. Readings from On the Road and Visions of Cody. Yeah, I can remember the first time I finished, when I first finished On the Road for the first time of the innumerable times I've read it. It's like, yeah, it makes you want to go take a trip. Yeah, Jack Kerouac, great beat writer here, great American writer, seeing this is a little bit Americana kind of stuff. Before that, we had the Grateful Dead, great American band from Europe 72, and Jack Straw. Yeah, I know all you deadheads out there know all your words. And in the other one, Cowboy Neil at the Wheel, that is Jack Kerouac's buddy in On the Road, Cody. And that was Neil Cassidy, the Grateful Dead, Jack Straw. Before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival, It Came Out of the Sky, I swear it did. And as you could tell, everybody wants a piece of the action from it. Michael Juan Nunez from About to Snap, My Cadillac. Started off with Bobby Charles, and Sonny Landreth was sitting in with him on that tune, Last Train to Memphis, the title track from that CD. It is 9:49 in the Central Standard Central Daylight Time Zone here in Lafayette and the surrounding environs. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Be you down backcountry roads out there in the parish, or out there on the internet where we send out a worldwide hoodoo. Because Dirty Rice does affect an area from Port Arthur to Port Allen, from the Bougie-Arsinoe line, passing through the Bunkie Overpass and the Bluffs at Natchez, down into Cote Blanche, Vermilion, and Chaffalaya Bay, the Gulf of Mexico, and all shrimp boats, oil rigs, and privateers in the Gulf of Mexico, and sending out a worldwide hoodoo on the internet at krvs.org. We're going to, let's see how much we got, about 10 minutes left in the show. This is going to be Ani DeFranco sitting in with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band at the Jazz Fest 2012 doing an Elizabeth Cotton song. This is Freight Train.
So fast, freight train, going so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on. They won't know what ride I've gone. When I die, Lord, bury me deep over there by Old Press Street, so I can hear old number nine. It comes rolling down that line. Oh, freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on. They won't know what ride I've gone.
Everybody looking for the soul trail. Everybody looking for the soul.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band there. And says grabbing his notebook. Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Trixie Minx and Fleur de Tease on that song. Short Dress Gal. What you couldn't see was the floor show the Trixie Minx and Fleur de Tease put on in front of the band as they played that tune. But you can, I know, on good authority, find it on YouTube. Just go search for Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Trixie Minx and Fleur de Tease. Short Dress Gal. Before that, Preservation Hall being fronted by Ani DeFranco. Freight Train, the old Elizabeth Cotton song. And we're going to go out here real quick with the same aggregation of Preservation Hall with Bonnie Raitt and Alan Toussaint sitting in with them. Thanks for tuning in.
Give it up for Trixie Minx and Fleur de Tease!
I didn't know what could lift me up. I got no lift from a coffee cup, and that used to do the trick every time. Then I heard some drums and some brass clear as glass. Something inside of me hollered yes, yes, yes. That clear